to bust this out real quick. All right, y'all. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. This is season 25. Y'all already see the title. It says, My Grace Overstayed Its Welcome. Because if you're growing up and you're growing and you've already hit your 30s and you're at your mid-30s or you're at the end of your 30s, you have realized that you have allowed a lot of bullshit from people you've cared about, right? You have allowed a lot of bullshit from people that you have worked for, okay? Be better and be more self-aware also. I've been guilty of not taking my own advice too many times for comfort, but I'm done with that. Okay, giving grace to adults kills accountability. I'm gonna say that one more time. Giving grace to adults kills accountability. At my age, why do people not know better? Okay, why isn't that person working on being better? And being a better person for you and others takes discipline. There's no way to skip over the discipline. There's no way to skip over the work. And I've noticed that I've given too much. And I had to question myself and say, why am I being considerate of how I speak to somebody, how I treat somebody, how I care for somebody, how I show up for somebody who doesn't consider me? Ask yourself, okay? And that is what I'm discussing this episode. Welcome back. I missed you too. Keep listening. When we give a person too much grace, we do a few things indirectly. We kill our own boundaries. The person doesn't learn to be accountable for what they did or did not do. You okay bad behavior. You neglect the level of your respect and your care that you deserve. And it makes you question, oh, this is what this person thinks I deserve. Okay? Where this person is mentally, emotionally, financially, they think this is good enough. Oh, I have clearly overstayed my welcome. I have clearly excused too much shit. They actually think we're at the same level. Oh. And most times, we enable people to do, act, say, and not be their best. And we stop ignoring the patterns that they are showing us. And sometimes the patterns are indirect, but the patterns are for us to see, no, stop going this way. No, stop trying to fix this. No, stop trying to see the potential. That's just going to eat me up for that word. Of this possibly working, right? And I think it's very important for people to know when to end shit. Know when to leave them where they are. To trust that gut, okay? And make sure that you're observing random no's the universe is giving you. Such as a flight that you planned for months, that you paid for in full. And you get to the counter and it's refunded with no reasoning. Is this a God trying to tell me something? Yes, and you're not listening, okay? Cancel plans, okay? That's a big one, okay? That is not a mistake. Your cycle as a woman pops up and stops plans from happening with a person. The priority of where you are in this person's life shifts, okay? Act two starts to play out. And act two could be, oh, this person put on a front for X amount of months to act the way, to seem like they are this person, but really they couldn't keep up with the the act that they were putting on. So now they got to dumb it down to where they actually are. Okay? Not consistent with themselves, meaning you talk to this person so often or you see this person come into work so often and you hear about the great shit that they're thinking of and they tell you that they're starting this thing, but yet you do not see them consistently working on it. They start it and then they stop. They have a deadline in their mind that they want to get shit done. And then they fall back and then it never gets done. And then you ask them, are you still working on this thing? And they tell you, no, I'll finish it such and such. If you notice somebody that cannot keep a word to themselves, that cannot be consistent with themselves, back the fuck up. Okay? And then lastly, when their words do not match their care, when their words do not match their actions. And at this point, I have to tell myself, I'm really over this. I'm really, not that I'm better than this, but low key, high key, I know better than this. I know there's better than this. And where I am mentally, emotionally, and physically, this is below what I should be dealing with. With a job, this is below what I should be dealing with. With a person, this is below what should I be dealing with a friend. At this point in my life, and I don't know where you are in yours, but I just want quality everything or I don't want it. I want quality bedding or I don't want it. I want quality food or I don't want it. I want quality home decor or I don't want it. Okay. I want quality body soap that's good for my body or I don't want it. I want the best water on the fucking shelf in the glass bottle that's a little bit more because I want to treat myself like I respect myself. And if anybody feels a way because, oh, she has to get the water, that spring water in the glass bottle. Yes, the fuck I do. Yes, the fuck I do. I'm sorry. I give a fuck about myself a little bit more. Okay. My bad. Maybe in your life, you'll get to that point. But there are always reasons why there's so many brands of butter. There's always reasons why this brand is $6 compared to this brand that you could get for $1.99. Read the fuck the nutrition facts on the fucking back. It'll tell you why. It's clear as day. There's a reason why you go down the syrup aisle and all these fucking brands of syrup. But read the back of them to tell why this one is $18 versus this one being $3.99. Do you want corn syrup and other chemicals in your body, or do you want maple syrup directly from the source? What do you want to feed yourself? What do you want to feed your mind? What do you want to feed your kids? We just can't be complaining about the results of our decisions as if we didn't make them. And so my thing is, if I want friends, I want quality friends. If I want quality time, it gotta be quality. If I want a lover, it has to be a quality lover in my life. You gotta be added on top of what I'm already doing. I can't go back to shit that I've done that I'm not doing anymore. If I want different experiences, they have to be quality experiences. And then you might ask, well, what does quality friends look like? Quality friends are people who you can emotionally trust. And they can emotionally trust you to check yourself and be self-aware. They are honest. They are transparent. And they are open to different conversations without direct judgment. Just because you're having an opposing thought with a friend does not mean that you're wrong or they're wrong. Y'all just don't agree. And I can still love you at the end of the day. I just don't agree with you. And a lot of people think you can only be friends if you agree on everything. Please grow the fuck up. Quality reinforcement type of friends. What does that mean? That means whether I like what I'm going to hear from you or not, and it's going to be better for me to hear it, you're going to tell me. I don't want friends who are scared to tell me something I might not like. I don't want friends who just want to tell me the good news. I don't want friends to only congratulate what I'm doing good. But I want friends that can really tell me like, hey, the last 5 times we made plans, you flaked on me. What's up with that? And I want them to directly address it. I don't want friends that have to tell 3 other people in our friend circle, but not tell me that they have a problem with me. And I want consistent and realistic friends that can see my life and see that a lot of times I'm not going to be available for your events. A lot of time I'm not going to be available for your party. I'm sorry, I care about you, but I'm sorry, I cannot travel for this or for that. I cannot come on a whim for this. And I want to look at their life and be like, I know they hate dogs. I'm not going to ask them, do they want to come with us to the pet store? Stop asking people that you know don't like shit to come with you to shit they don't like. Grow the fuck up. That's the type of quality friends I want. Okay? And I want friends to be able to tell me if I invite them somewhere, we go to a restaurant, I'll meet you after. I don't really want to go. Cool. I'm not slighted by you not wanting to go to this restaurant. When it comes to quality time, I want meaningful connections that I can learn from. And I want people to see me as somebody that they could also learn from, or we don't need to be spending this time. I want consistent spots to meet up at with my group of friends. So like that spot in the neighborhood, oh, just meet me over here at 6 something. And then they meet you over there. Y'all talk about y'all day, or y'all have coffee breakfast together, whatever. But I want to be able to have like that spot. And with our environments changing, and I know everybody doesn't live close, you have to put in the effort for that. But I'm going to appreciate the effort. Okay. I want friend and family dinners more consistently, not just for Thanksgiving, not just for Christmas. I want quality time with people who have great communication. Great communication. Okay, don't be flaky. Don't see my message and not respond. Don't see my call and not say, hey, I'm going to call you back. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And actually call me back. Okay? Be able to be outside off your devices. Please. I love a friend that gives me their quality attention. I love a person that can give me their quality attention. Prioritize traveling more. I want to travel more, okay? AKA, I don't want to have no more kids because I want to travel more. I've seen enough. I've seen what this body can do. Check, please. No shade. No shade to the kids. No shade. When it comes to quality lovers, I want it to be, if we're in each other's space, we're not on our phones and we're having deep conversation. If we are on the phone, we can have deep conversation, not just what did you do today. I want us to be able to plan future goals together and actually work on them throughout a certain time frame. I want intentional care and unlimited amounts of it. I don't want you to wait to show me how much you care. I don't want to have to wait or hold back and be like, oh, I can't get them this because it's too soon. It's too much of a great thing. They need to earn X, Y, Z. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Here's how I want to show up in it. You don't get to dictate that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. And I don't want to have to second guess that. I also want to create memories to be remembered. Even if we get to a point where we don't deal with each other anymore, I have set a bar for you for the next person. Vice versa. I want consistent learning about that person I'm spending my quality love effort with. And if it's not of quality, I would rather not. I would rather not. I'm not that thirsty. I'm a woman. It's not hard for me to find someone else that I can do X, Y, and Z with. I just don't choose to. I am not a Costco sample. I'm sorry. Lastly, but it is not the least, I want quality experiences as I get older because my kids are getting older, but I'm having more intentional time for myself, which means I have to make intentional time for the people I do have myself around. So I want to do purposeful creating. I want to do purposeful cooking and having gatherings with a purpose. Maybe having gatherings to celebrate my people because of what achievements they have had. We don't have to wait for this consumer pushed holiday to get together. We can have our own gatherings. We could have our own gatherings of making goals. You know, sometimes at the beginning of the year, people have like vision board parties. Elevate it. Elevate it.
Hey, this is Glow for Conversations with Glow Podcast. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can also check out Conversations with Glow Podcast on all the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. Now, let's get back into the show.
be in a room of creators, be in a room of free thinkers, be in a room of, okay, what is the pivotal point of this year? What do you want to do? How do you want to show up? And just brainstorm together, eat together, laugh together, play music together, like have a good time. Let's stop putting money into other spaces to basically downgrade ourselves. You're putting money into other spaces to get into a space where they're going to charge you for being there. Then they're going to charge you for having drinks that you could have at home for three times less. Like, be around people you actually know that you can actually trust, that you know you're going to vibe with. Prioritize my mental health and my well-being. I'm making a choice to eat certain things. I'm making a choice to expose myself to certain things. I'm making a choice to go work out. I want to be around people who are also making that decision, trusting my instincts, spending more time with myself, reading, understanding myself, understanding my weaknesses, being honest about it, using my money to make more money. That's a quality experience for me. Aligning my decisions with my values. That's a quality experience for me. When you see that you've given grace and given time and given your quality to people who do not respect quality, yes, the older you get, you should be getting wiser and you should be getting more picky. And to the people who do not recognize the quality that they deserve, they see it as, oh, you think you're better than. But in reality, you have to get better. Once you know better, you get better. Once you know better, you get better. And only somebody who understands quality and understands what you deserve would be like, yeah, you deserve that. Yeah, you should have that. Yes, it should be better. Yes, you can get a better space. Yes, you should be around better people. Yes, your mindset should be elevating, getting better. And if that rubs you the wrong way, I'm not sorry. Because what are we doing? We do not have all the time in the world. You are not 7 years old. You are not 11 again. You are not 16 again. You are not 21 again. Most of us are halfway through life still making stupid decisions, still spending time with people that we cannot grow with, still spending time with people who keep avoiding their growth and wondering why we keep seeing the same patterns, because we're in someone's life that is not ready for us. Or we're in someone's life who is not supposed to have us in the first place. Maybe we were in their lives to see what a possibility is of who they could be around. But unfortunately, yes, you have overstayed your welcome giving them that example. Move along. And don't feel bad about moving along. Because if the situation was good and beneficial for both of y'all, you would have stayed where you was at. Quality over quantity every time. I don't care about having more friends, more people at a party. I want to have more quality people. I want a quality life. And if you're not giving me quality in all aspects of my life, I could do without it. I could do without that job. I could do without that apartment. I could do without that car. I could do without that relationship. I could do without it if all you're going to bring me is problems. I could do without it if you're not going to be better and not just apologize all the time. I could do without it if you're going to be honest about the fact that, yeah, I'm sorry. It was my fault. I'm sorry. I could have talked to you better. I'm sorry. I should have let you know. I should have communicated that better. Please. But yeah, stop giving your grace away. Stop being understanding in spaces where people, that's all they've gotten. That's why they haven't grown. Now, I'm just so happy I got that off. Let me finish watching this interview.